The essence of all scriptures.
That is why the famous saint Akha Bhagat spoke these words: "If you are Jeev, that is mortal, the doer is Hari or God. If you are Shiv, Shuddhatma or pure soul, that is the truth." It means that if you are a pure soul, then you are correct. And if you are a mortal living being, then the one above, God, is the doer. The truth is that you are a pure soul and that there is no one up there by the name of God who is your superior. So when the difference between Jeev and Shiv is gone, one is ready to become the Paramatma or the Supreme Soul. When people pray to God, they are separating themselves from the Lord. Here, after receiving Gnan, the knowledge of self-realization, the Jeev-Shiv difference is gone and the separation is eliminated. The second verse of the poem reads, "When you relinquish the doership, you are free of karma." That is the secret meaning of this great verse. Charging of karmas occurs with the incorrect belief of "I am Chandubhai and I did this." After receiving Atmagnan, the knowledge that you are the pure soul, you are no longer Chandubhai. In the world's day-to-day interactions, you are Chandubhai, but in reality, you are not. In reality, you are the self. "I did this" is a phrase that is applicable only to your daily interactions. The cycle of karma is broken once your sense of doership goes. After acquiring the self, Chandubhai is the doer. You are not. When the awareness of "I am the doer" is firmly established in your conviction, new karmas will stop minding and new causes or karmas will not be created. The old karmas will discharge. This is the meaning of the great spiritual verse. It is the essence of all the scriptures.
The doer is the sufferer.
Dada, our scriptures say that everyone reaps the fruit of karma depending upon their deeds.
Each person is responsible for himself. God has never interfered in this. There is no one above us. You are independent in this world. All along, you have been accustomed to being subordinate, and that is why you have a boss over you. Otherwise, there is no one above you, nor is there a subordinate. That is how the world is. This simply needs to be understood. I have roamed the entire universe and have not found a single place where an almighty power exists. There is no such almighty who goes by the name of God. There is no so-called God above you. You are responsible for yourself. People everywhere believe that God created this world. Those who believe in the principle of reincarnation cannot believe that God created the world. What is reincarnation based on? It is based on the concept, "I am the doer and I am the sufferer. I am reaping the fruits of my own karma." God does not interfere in this.
Up until now, I used to think that God was responsible for all of this.
No, the responsibility is your own. You are wholly and solely responsible. When a person gets shot, he's suffering the effect of his past life's karma. The person who does the shooting will suffer when his karma is ready to give fruits. It is just like a mango. You will not be able to extract any juice out of the mango the day you buy it. You can only do that when it ripens. Similarly, the time has to be just right for the person to receive the bullet. The fact that the bullet is received means that the fruit has ripened and the juice has come out. The one who shot the bullet, his fruit is now small and is growing and will ripen in time. Thereafter, the juice will come out, the result of karma.
Who is bound, body or soul?
Now, is it the body or the soul that is bound, Dada?
The body itself is karma. So how can it have any other bondage? He who feels that he is not free is bound. Who suffers imprisonment, the prison or the prisoner? So this body is the prison, and the one within is bound. The one who believes, I am bound, I am this body, I am Chandubhai, is the one who is bound.
Do you mean to say that the soul binds, that is, charges and discharges karma through the body, Dada?
No, it is not like that. The soul is absolutely not involved in this. In fact, the soul is free. It is independent. It is the ego, which has been created through false impositions, that binds karma. And it is the ego that experiences the fruits of karma. You are the pure self, and yet you claim that you are Chandubhai. Claiming to be something you are not is called the ego. This is the false imposition of the ego. Egoism is to usurp someone else's space and call it your own. When this ego leaves, you can return to your own place where there is no bondage.
Karma and soul, together life after life.
So is it possible for the soul to be free from karma? When does that happen?
When no circumstance can cling and attach to the self, then not a single karma will cling or attach to him. No karmas exist for the absolute liberated souls, and such are only to be found in the Siddhagati, domain of the liberated souls. One is subject to karma bondage only in the universe of life, and this has been the case for time immemorial. Furthermore, it is all scientific circumstantial evidence. All this has come about as a result of the constant motion of elements. This gives rise to illusion, which in turn gives rise to the ego in man. Illusion itself is the identification with that which is not real, the non-self. Amidst all this illusion, the self is forgotten. So, there has never been a time that the soul has been free of karma. By the time one meets a Jnani Purush, a considerable weight of karma has been shed. In fact, it is when his karmas become lighter that he is able to meet a Jnani Purush. The meeting of the two is also scientific. It happens when all the scientific circumstantial evidences come together. Such a meeting cannot occur through one's own efforts. This meeting simply happens and one's work gets accomplished. Karma is the coming together of circumstances, and its nature is dissipation, to discharge.
The relationship of karma and soul.
Dada, what is the relationship between the soul and karma?
Both will separate if the link of doership between the two is broken. Each will go to its own place.
I did not understand that very well.
Without doership, there is no karma. With doership, there is karma. If you are not the doer, then no matter what you do, you will not bind any karma.
Then is karma the doer?
The doer is the doer. Karma is not the doer. Do you say I did it or do you say karma did it?
The internal belief that I am doing it is always there. We always say I did it.
Yes, you say I am doing it. And hence you become the doer. In reality, neither the karma nor the soul is the doer.
The soul is on one side and karma is on the other. How can the two be separated?
They are separate. They seem to be connected because of this link of doership. Once this doership goes, the one who claims to be the doer also disappears, and the two will be separate.
Karma is bound through internal actions.
Does karma apply to human beings, Dada?
Human beings do nothing but bind karma, constantly. The human ego is such that even though it does not eat, drink, or conduct any actions in the worldly life, it still maintains a notion of doership. which is why it binds karma. Karma is bound through the ego that says, I am doing it. Is it not a wonder that happens? It can be proven that the ego does not eat, drink, or do anything else. It can also be proven that in spite of not doing anything, it binds karma. Only humans bind karmas.
Because of the body, one has to eat and drink. But despite this, is it possible that one is not the doer of karma?
One cannot see karma being bound. People generally think of karma as something that is visible to the eye. They may see someone hurt another person and assume that that is how the person charges karma. Is that not what people believe?
Yes, Dada. They say it as they see it.
People believe that karma is the external activities people do, such as eating, sleeping, hitting someone, etc. People label all actions as karma. But in reality, the activity they see is really the fruit of karma, not the actual karma itself. Whenever karma is bound, there is internal suffering. What does a child do when you give him bitter medicine? He makes a face. And when you give him medicine that is sweet, he will like it. When people do rag dvesh, attachment abhorrence, they are planting causes that give rise to new karma. You will have to experience karma that you like and also the ones you dislike. The ones you do not like will leave you hurting, while those you like will leave you happy. The causes that were created in your past life bring fruits to you in this life.
असीम जय जयकार हो
दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
दादा।